Kiyam Avraham Avinu Kol HaChayim, according to the Mandama that says Avraham kept the whole Torah after Pishlei Mitna, Kedamrinon, like we say, the Parshas Ve'eva Tovus Yitzchok, Asher Shem Avraham, Lama Laimol Avraham Miyak, Lama Himta. Sepesus answers, Yeshleima, Mufish Avraham Avinu Hayo Novi. Avraham Avinu was a Novi. The Yoda she'osid she'yitzavelei HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Amila, and he knew he was going to be commanded on Amila. Lekach himtim, did he said God la mitzuvavai? He said yes, sir. Some enem mitzuvavai. So that's the lesson of the Tosfos, which the Mizrahi was machavent. So that's the first teretz we'll deal with. The second teretz I want to deal with on the same question is a mashal. The Mashal's in Yevamos Kuf on the base, and the Mashal's Mechadish something, which we'll see later that it's already also been said before. The Mashal says like this, that when the Gemara says, and the Gemara appears twice, the Gemara appears in Yumech of Chesamah Bey, it also appears in Kedushin Pei Bey, that Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah, says the Mashal. Lekiyem mitzvah satayra at shemol. I'm a finish. This would have all of him kept the Torah, and he kept the whole Torah and was fine. When did he start keeping the whole Torah? What age? So Masha says he only started keeping the Torah only after he was being gemara. After the Mila, then he started keeping the Torah. That's the finish of the Marshal. So, what does that mean? Now, once he had his Mila, and as the Pasuk says, he had the Mila, and then he was Mekayim, the Gemara says he became a Sholem, and that's why the Pasuk says, the Talek Lefonai Veheye Tomim, that only after the Mila, and he was already a Mol, then he became in such a Madrega that he was able to fathom and work out all the mitzvahs and keep, and then started keeping all the mitzvahs. But prior to the Mila, he didn't keep all the mitzvahs. So therefore, the kasha never starts. He's asking, why didn't he do Mila before he was commanded? He didn't do any mitzvahs before. When the Eibushter commanded him to do Mila, then he became like the Pasuk says, he became a Tomim. And Chazal said he became a Sholem, and then the mitzvah started. He was able to work out all the mitzvahs because his goof was Sholem, and it became a higher madrig, and only then he started keeping the mitzvahs. This is the answer of the Mashal. I must say that this Tosfos also brings this teretz. And it's even before the other one, and the Balei Tosfos brings. The same question. Lama himten Avraham. Then Yesh Lema, the Adam Hamila lahoya boldas lekayim. He lacked a certain knowledge to be mekayim the mitzvahs. And what does that mean? Kedisa hei dvorim hayechosa Avraham koydem Hamila. He's quoting the Gemara in the Dorim that Lama Beisam and Beis. The Gemara says like this: what changed in Avraham Avinu from prior to the Mila to after the Mila? So the Gemara says in Adorim, Hey Dvorim Hayachosa Avraham Koydem Hamila. There were five things that were missing to Avraham Avinu prior to the Mila. Riyas Einayim, the vision of both eyes, there's two things. Shmiyas Aznayim, he lacked a certain degree of seeing, a certain degree of hearing, the Havonas Halev, and understanding. Avraham was Avinu. Prior to his Mila's understanding, he was lacking, and only after the Mila did he get the full Havonas Halev. Says Tosfos, what was this Havonas Halev that was gained through the Mila? And that amongst them was the reception to be able to understand and know which mitzvahs to do and what in the future Klal Yisrael will be mechuyev to do, and then he joined the bandwagon and did it already prior to being commanded. So before the Mila, didn't have the mitzvahs. And this is exactly what the Mashal was mechaven to, And when the Mashal is Mechadish, that he only did the mitzvah after the meal. So that we have already two tirutzim, both backed up by the Rishayim. Let's move on. The there is a problem, though, with this mashal. The problem is from the Mishnah and the Dorim. The Mishnah and the Dorim that Lamanah was on the day says the following: Gedayla mila shekala mitzvah sha'osa avom avinu v'nikwa sholeim ad shemo. The Gemara there is talking about how great is the mitzvah of mila. And the Gemara says, you know, mila is such a great mitzvah that all the mitzvahs which Avraham Avinu did, it didn't qualify him to be called a shalem, a complete person, until he mouthed himself. Why? I prove it to you, says the Gemara from Tosek, because after the mila, the Eibishter said to him, "Is halach lefonai ve'yeh omen. I want you to come in front of me," because before that he could not direct the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Once he had the mila, you can go in front of me, because you're now a complete person. It's mashma that even koidim amila he did the mitzvah. According to the mashal, which was shavlet, was a tait. Is it really a taitzvah? So according to that, really he did mitzvahs before. It says here, all the mitzvahs he did didn't qualify him to be called a sholem until he did the mitzvah mila. That means he did do mitzvah before. Only when he came to do the mitzvah mila, then he became a sholem. He did the mitzvah. According to the Mashal and Tais, he didn't do mitzvah before. It's not really so schwer, because you have to say some mitzvah he did. This is what he said, Ki in Avraham Avinu is kol ha-Torah kula. They kept every mitzvah, even the mitzvah Rabbanan and Rashi says. He kept everything. That obviously was only after the mila. Some mitzvahs he kept achnas asarachim before shapotim. He's sitting there to chayim ayoyim. He's invited people. Avos Hashem. There were certain mitzvahs he definitely did before. So maybe when the Mishnah says that the mitzvahs he did prior to mila was didn't qualify him as being sholem, and maybe it's talking about the other mitzvahs, but not the mitzvahs of not all. That's what we have to say. There's a pun in the office, which is the Rebbe of the Samsaifa, the Sefer Matnam, Kedushin, and the pun in the office of Atayla. He has an interesting shout. And Kedarka Bashaydish, it's all based on the Gemara. Halacha. And he says like this. The Gemara Baba Kama Tzadigala from the day says like this. Achayvul va'atzmai, over belav b'la Yosef la'akaisa. Now there's a popular misconception, which I would like to put right before we say exactly what the problem is. A person thinks that he owns his body. It's not me, it's my choice. If a person has a question, should he do surgery, should he not do surgery? Or, in today's world, there's a lot of shyness. Cosmetic surgery is not vital, but makes a woman look nice, or a man, or whatever. They want to have certain elective surgery. Is it our body? Do we own it? Is it for us to make this decision? Or the body, the body is alone. The Eibishter that allows us to use it. It's not really ours. And one of the proofs to this question is the Gemara Baba Kama. A person decides to be chayvul v'atma. He wants to injure himself. So the Gemara says clearly he's over the law of La Yosef La'Kosef. Just like you're not allowed to hit anyone else. You're not allowed to damage anyone else. I'm not allowed to wound anyone. I'm not allowed to wound myself either. And you're over allowed. La Yosef La'Kosef, says the Gemara. And that is one of the proofs that a person doesn't own his body. The body is must be used, within the parameters which the Torah allows us to use it. We can't therefore injure it or damage it or do things or engage in sports which is Satanas Nefoshim. It's me, that's fine. I want to take the chance, I get a thrill, I enjoy it, I want to do it. No, you can't. There's certain laws, there's certain halachot. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about elective surgery. It doesn't matter it, because he says you have a right to do it. The Torah has to allow you to do it. It's not actually a need, a necessity. Why are you doing it? It's just for vanity. Can't do it. You have no right. You're over there, so painful by actually. You pay a doctor, so you write to over. You have loyalty, you have balabias, you're paying him, he's working for you, so he says, if you did it, who said you're allowed to do it? It's something that needs, before people engage in these things, they need to ask the shayla. In the famous case of, I don't know how many of you read it, The Merchant of Venice, and Mishpat Shaila, it was the judgment of, he gave his body as security. And there's a famous article from Rav Zevin Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And he has a sefer called Ora Halacha, and he has a whole section there on Mishpat Shailach L'Ora Halacha. The law, the case of Shailach, what would be a pi halacha? How would the Torah pass him in the case? We haven't got time to go through the whole case and what he says, but one of the points he raises, when he gave his pound of flesh as security for a loan, was a thief to give. The pound of flesh wasn't his. If the Torah is allowing him to use the body, how can he make security in the pound of flesh? He has no right to give it away. It's not his to give. I can't give his watch as security for my loan. It's not mine. The body is not yours. And that's one of the conclusions Rav Zevin has in his sefer. We haven't got time to end it. But I think that our Gemara of Chovu Ba'atzmai over the Layelis is part. Let's get back to the what the Panim Yosef says. And he says like this. Since the Chovu Ba'atzmai is over the Lav, Af Benoyak Nitzdavvedeka. We had it in this week's sefer. It said last week. Artes dimchem no nafshe seichem, which was said to Noah. Dimchem no nafshe seichem, so Rashi says, chayvu ba'atzmai. So it comes out like this, that the Yid's body is not his, the Goy's body is not his, he also only has to use it. And the Eibishter says, I allow you to do it, but you can't damage it. I allow you to use the body, but you can't destroy it. And if it's dimchem the nafshesechem, if you do damage it, Ebrosh, the Ebrosh is going to seek it. It's what's going on here? You're abusing what you've been given. Therefore, the Panim Yosef says like this. Normally, when Avraham Avinu did the mitzvah, he does no damage. There's no problem. There's no issue involved. There's no reason why you shouldn't do it. He elected to do it. He decided, I want to do this mitzvah. I know this is a mitzvah. Here, he's playing with a love. He's playing with an issa of Le'yosef. Because he can't be, he's a chayv of Batsmai. That means, he's electing to do a mitzvah, but on the other hand, he is making the Chabola Begufay. He's when he takes off the Orlebi, he's electing to do an operation, and at the moment he's not commanded to do this operation. So he's deciding he wants to do an operation, but on the other hand he's going to be over the love of La Yosef Lakose. And he says like this. So he says, since he wasn't commanded to do it, right? So therefore, he can't decide, I will do the Mila, and be chayvul myself, but you're not allowed to be chayvul, because even a benayah can't be chayvul in himself. So no person's allowed to damage himself, so therefore he had no right to do the Mila. So he waited till he was commanded. Once he's commanded, so then it's like everyone else. So then, the Eibishter tells him to do it, so this is not, it's not a matter, it's a mitzvah, and he's allowed to do it, and of course it's doicha, the Issa Chavola, because every person who does a Mila is not over the love of Le'yosef, because he's doing a mitzvah. But till he's commanded to do the mitzvah, so then he has a very interesting point. So he said, since he wasn't really allowed to do the Mila before, therefore he abstained from doing the mitzvah till he was commanded, then it became a mitzvah, and then there's no Issa of damaging himself. So And he says that is the secret why when Avraham needed someone to help him with the Mila. And this is the Medrash, there's a lot of different Chazal, and actually why is it that the who did the Mila and how was it done, and he asked them to help him, they wouldn't help him. So says that floor, you know why no one helped him? Because there was an Issachayvah. Because they looked at it, Avraham Avinu is doing me, right? So he's commanding. But we're not commanding. We're not allowed to damage him. We're not allowed to be failing him. And so we weren't commanded to do the Mila, or to do his Mila. So for us, it's an Issa from La Yosef, we're not allowed to help Avraham do it. So Avraham then had to do it himself. So the Medrash says, Avraham was Molech Satzmai, and he needed assistance, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself assisted Avraham in the Mila, and that's what we say every day, Vachorois Imai HaPris, that the Eibushter was Imai, was with him in the Mila, and assisted Avraham as he was doing the Mila, and this is what the Pan Yosef points out, because the Goyim and his friends couldn't help him. Right. Now, here's another Mahalach, which the Achronim say, and that is like this, that the Gemara says, in Avodah Zorah, Rav Chav Zah, the Gemara discusses who can be a Moel, who's allowed to be a Moel. So the Gemara says that a Goy is possible to Moel. You can't have a non-Jewish Moel. Sometimes it's a delicate thing when a child isn't fully developed, or has to spay this, or there's another medical problem, and you need a doctor. You have to always take a Yiddish doctor, because if he's going to do the meal at the same time as the operation, you can't have the guy doing the meal. You can't have the non-Jew. And the Gemara says, why? Because the Pasuk says, Himol Yimol. And the Gemara darshens, Hamol Yimol. If someone who's Gemalit, he can do the meal. So a non-circumcised person can't make the Mila. Hamol Yimol. That's one pshat in the Gemara. The other pshat in the Gemara, the Machlokes, there is Atos es Bebrisa Tishma, that Atos Bebrisa Tishma, the ones who are Mechuyev and Mila, are the ones who can do Mila. People who are not commanded to be Gemara can't do Mila for anyone else. So if so, the case would have been like this. If Avraham had done it prior to being commanded, so some of the Chachmei Yisrael said, you know, Avraham Avinu couldn't do the Mila, you know why? Because even if he would have done it before the Tzivui, he can't do it. First of all, he's not Hamol Yimo, because he wasn't a Mavet. And secondly, he wasn't even commanded to do it, so it's not as Brisi Tishma. So either way, he wasn't allowed to do the Mila. So these Gedolei Yisrael said, you know, that since there was no one to do the Mila, he couldn't have possibly done it. The Goyim, they obviously couldn't do it. And he couldn't even do it himself. So therefore there was no one to mow him, so he couldn't do the Mila. That's what they answer. This is not really so eisgehalten, because obviously that this is a very fine point. And the point is like this. Once there is a commandment to do Mila, so there are people who are commanded to do Mila, Yidden, and there's people who are not commanded to do Yidden, to do Mila, and that's the Goyim. So therefore you can say that the mitzvah of to do the Mila is given to the Yidden who are commanded to do Mila, and are not given to the Goyim who are not commanded. And therefore, if a Yid does the Mila, it's fine, if a Goy does it, it's possible. What about prior to the commandment, when there wasn't this distinction and separation between those who are mechuyev in the mitzvah and those who are not mechuyev in the mitzvah? What if this separation wasn't there? There was no command. No one was commanded. This whole concept of someone who is gemalit can mal, and someone who isn't gemalit can't mal, or someone who's commanded, no one's commanded. There can't be such a rule. See, most probably, this rule that only someone who's commanded or someone who's gemalat gemal only came about once there's been this gemal. So prior to this commandment, to say therefore he can't mal because he's not mechuyev when no one is mechuyev is not logical. So this teret is not really oisur, even though I've seen the Bnei Yisrael who say it. And let me just tell you an interesting pshat which I saw from the Sefer Rebbe Zecher Tzadik L'Vracha. Rabbi Yoyevich said like this, it's in the Divrei Yoyel and Pashas Noach actually. He says like this, Alecha haragnu kol hayom. Alecha haragnu kol hayom, so the Gemara says, you should know that the amongst the mitzvahs that we have, there's a mitzvah mila, which is dangerous. And the Gemara in Yumadah says that the Gemara in Gittin on Zion that says mila nitna b'shmini, even though it's a b'sakona. There's a famous tshuva from the Chasam Sofer. The tshuva's in Yehuday Yerushalayim. And the Chasam Sofer says, the Gemara talks about Alecha Ragnu Kol Hayom, Klal Yisrael, comes a child, is in the beginning of his eighth day, it's so small, it's so delicate, and the parents come and they mal, they endanger the child, and they do the mila. That's to the credit of Klal Yisrael, the most nefesh from it. That's the Gemara. It's like the Halakha some says, danger. Did you ever see a mother sitting there because it's danger? A mother might be a bit nervous, with a child, whatever, be uncomfortable or cry. Does she sit down and say, listen here, you know, that the mother is worried that it's the last time she'll see the child, that the child is going to show the second. So the Samsaita says, Eineinu royes shapil echad me'elef Yisraelim eina meis matmas mea. It's our own experience. Sefer was rather in Freshburg, a big town. There were hundreds of milas over the course of time. He said, I haven't seen one in a thousand that never succumbed to this dangerous operation. Says the Sam Sefer, Tzarech Loima, we've got to say, because it's Magna and Matzah. The mitzvah is what protects the child. It's true. It's a major operation, and how much blood does the whole child have, and it loses blood in the mila, and it is an operation, and it's a trauma, it's all true. But the answer is, why did the children pull through? Why, Baruch Hashem, the children find after the mila? The answer is, because the mitzvah protects it. That's what the truth some say. So he says, even though Piderech HaTeva, it should be otherwise, but the mitzvah protects the child and gives it this longevity to be able to pull through the mitzvah. Says the Samaritan, no, this only applies if there's a mitzvah. But if there is no mitzvah, if you're doing it because you want to go in, and Avraham Avinu came as a prayer of faith before it was even given, he hasn't got the protection of the mitzvah. So he was going to go through an operation in his old age and go through the trauma of mila, and without the protection of the mitzvah, he wasn't allowed to endanger himself. And therefore, he didn't do it till he was actually commanded. Then when he's commanded, then he has the zchus on mitzvah. And some rabbi, which is Bekiyas, brings him before Shem Gemara, Soitas Chaf Aleph, that the mitzvah is only a mitzvah when it protects, when it's actually a mitzvah. And therefore he said, he waited till he had the zchus on mitzvah, then he can do it, and then he knew he'd be safe.